Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Marketing Maestros. This is me, Raman.
This is Maria.
This is Dimitri Bistekos.
And it's Clarissa. Thanks Woo-hoo. For having me again.
Yay. Welcome back.
Welcome back, Clarissa.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
So who are we talking about today?
Hold on, Dimitri. So it's Friday. Weekend is here.
Happy
I'm looking forward to the weekend.
Oh, sorry.
And I'm sure we all are. But before that, today we will be talking about the media marketing panel where we had Jasmine Janara, Kristen Keys, and Lucy Baumgartner in our class last week. Mm-hmm. And to start with, I'm just going to talk a little bit about the topics that were covered in the session. So they spoke about their career in digital marketing, their career in the media marketing, and why choose a career in digital marketing in general. They also spoke about their own roles and responsibilities and what brands they work for, and basically a little bit about their professional life. They shared some key tips with us, and that's what we're going to cover in this session today. So let's get started. And the first person who you want to talk about, Maria?
Okay, so let's talk about Lucy.
Let's get it.
Lucy Baumgartner. She is she's from London. She has been working in digital activation as a director for more than 7 years. She has experience managing global accounts and client leadership across Omnicom Media Group agencies. Right. She's currently working as a group director at OMD USA, leading across cross-channel integration and activation for a global CPG client. Mm-hmm. Strongest focus in the last years around the development and leadership of new strategic frameworks and processes across agency teams. Mm-hmm. So this is her first winter in Canada.
Yeah, she's moved here, what, 4 months back?
4 months ago. Yeah. She's originally from London, UK. The way she got into this field was really weird. Basically, she went to Mexico City to work as an analyst, business analyst, and like some company there. And then she went back to the UK for Christmas, and that was when she gave her resume to one of her friends who was working for this company 8 years ago. And she got an interview, and she was like, she didn't have an idea about media. And she did some research. She found out some information, and she went to the interview, and she got the job. So she moved back to the UK, and that's the way she got into this field. So, again, it's about connections, guys.
Mm-hmm. That's what we've been learning every day.
Yeah. She said she never intended to work in media. But it was just not working, and that's how life works right now.
She's the director.
Yeah, she's working for.
And her client in Toronto, Canada,
Omnicom Media Group agency.
Yes, and mm-hmm. and the client mm-hmm. is Rogers Media.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Go.
Okay.
Go. I don't think her client is Rogers. No.
I'm sure that's what she said.
Okay,
no,
that's
fine. You guys, Kristen Keys works for Rogers. She works for
Rogers Communication, yeah. But Lucy, she's working, her client is Rogers. It's a different thing.
Yeah, they're working together.
Okay, exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Anyways, moving on. Who was the next person?
Kristen Keys. Are we going to talk about her now?
Sure. What about her?
Hey, let's talk about her.
So she's an experienced brand marketer for Rogers Communications, obviously. She graduated from GBC, actually.
Yeah.
George Brown College alumni, 2007 to 2008. So that was kind of cool, like, learning that. But wait, another one.
She looks really young.
Jasmine did too.
She does, yeah. Two of them are George Brown.
Yes,
that's
two cool. of them.
Jasmine and
Kristen.
So... in her career, she started as a coordinator planning and activation at Trojan One from 2009 to March 2009 to November 2009. Then she started as an account executive at GJP, went on to Blammo Worldwide as an account executive. Then she went to account supervisor at Taxi in Toronto. All these are in Toronto, by the way. Mm-hmm. And now she's currently been working at Rogers Communication for the longest time.
Yeah.
For 3 years, almost 4 years.
Four years, she said. Yeah.
Yeah. She's more now on the strategy role, on the marketing planning side. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. She leads like strategic developments and like a lot of content strategy. So I thought that was cool because I like content strategy.
Yeah. She said she worked for Taxi for about 8 years before moving to the client side.
Oh, eight?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I saw it said only 3 years on here.
Maybe 3 years on Taxi, but then 8 years previously.
On the I got you.
Before moving to the client side.
Okay, amazing.
Yeah.
Right, Clarissa. Do you want to talk about Jasmine?
Sure. So Jasmine was a graduate from our program, Digital Media Marketing.
Shout out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shout out to her.
So wait a second. Cool. Sorry. Did Kristen Keys, was she also in the same program as us? Or did she say she was in something?
No, she was in even. Her program is a strategic marketing program.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. I forgot to add that.
Yeah. That's it.
Okay, and Jasmine sorry for was interrupting you there, Clarissa.
But yeah, it was pretty cool seeing like someone who graduated from a program coming back to talk to us and trying to like.
So young.
She's so young.
She graduated what, a couple of years ago?
2018.
Yeah,
2018. Last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool seeing like someone who already graduated, been through the whole process, and like is working in a job that she really likes, coming back to talk to us like about this is what she went through. It's kind of like a before and after.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah. So right now she's currently a senior analyst at OMD, but her background before was international business. So she had an international business background and decided like to come to digital media marketing.
Mm-hmm. She's also from India, right?
Yeah.
Right. And okay. She was working for her father's business, I believe. That's what she said.
Did you end up having a chat with her, Raman?
No, not really, no.
But you guys connected on LinkedIn, that's
on
good.
LinkedIn, yes. Yes. But I remember her saying that she was working, so back in India, after doing her master's, she did work for her family business. And now, once she moved to Canada, she started working. She enrolled in GBC marketing course, and then later on, she went on to work for OMD.
Mm.
Right. So,
yeah.
Okay. One of the interesting things that we heard that day was the campaigns, their favorite campaigns. They spoke a little bit about that.
Yeah, so, cool.
Do you guys like want to share a bit about that?
I think the most interesting one was, I think Kristen mentioned it, the
no-name campaign.
Yeah. It's everywhere. Okay,
cool. Again, it was for about a month at Union Station. It was really good.
I'm sure that's one of our favorite campaigns too.
Yeah, so they were talking about what's going on in the market right now, and that one was one of her favorites.
Another
so simple,
one.
Yet so effective.
Exactly. Yeah.
Another one that Jasmine shared was the Marshalls winter campaign, I believe, which was in Quebec a couple of years back. And it was all about how they had marketed those huge billboards on the buses and the streetcar that on the transport, public transport, about how anybody can walk in and get a discount on their merchandise. It's the weather that's outside, so the temperature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so anybody can get that discount. If it's -14, they'll get 14% off. So that's cool. That was a pretty cool campaign that she shared. And they also spoke a little bit about the skills to learn.
Did Jasmine say something about that? Like when she was applying to jobs and she looked, she was like in our position. She was like very like, yeah.
Yeah. Like one of them that really stuck out to me is that she suggests checking out this site called Eventbrite, because Eventbrite offers a lot of like student networking events for like a really like budget friendly cost.
Some of them are free too.
Yeah. Some of them are free.
Don't they do concerts as well?
Yeah.
They do everything. It's an app to keep basically your tickets, but then you can see events around the city and around you. And that includes networking events, concerts, anything.
Yeah, so it's really helpful. Really, like, highly recommend
workshops. Yeah.
So she recommended looking up on IAB about the terms and ideologies before applying on jobs, networking with people, asking them questions, attend the events, go to event mixers, make connections, network, look them up on LinkedIn, drop them a note. And basically, if you can get a 10 minutes informational interview with them, just grab that opportunity.
Yeah. And she also mentioned to really research who your hiring manager is to see if you really want to be in that space. And I feel like that's very motivating for you to apply to jobs, because then you kind of have a heads up about if you're going to be a good fit, if you're going to like being at the company or wherever you are. So I feel like that was a really
I mean, if you introduce yourself before, you actually are one step ahead once you go and meet them, or if you're going for the interview.
Yeah, Jasmine's a straight hustler. I remember she was talking about when she was in our position at
Georgetown. Yeah. And it was really real the way she was talking.
She said to access lynda.com, because all students have that access, right? Mm-hmm. Lynda.com, where you can learn a bunch of new topics and stuff. And she learned SQL on that. And
on that brand interview.
Nobody knows what SQL is. It's a domain-specific language.
I actually know.
Yeah, so
girl here, so she knows that.
She was applying to a job that one of the skills was SQL, so she just learned it right away on lynda.com, which is awesome.
Yeah. I mean, lynda.com, guys, shout out to lynda.com. I don't know if
there's also ever LinkedIn get to hear learning. This,
but amazing portal if you guys want to learn some skills, upgrade your skill set, and just go to lynda.com, create an account, and they have every single course that you need available.
It's funny because I've never been on it, but I've been on LinkedIn Learning a lot, and I really enjoy that one.
You also have Excel courses. Yeah, they have all these software courses.
We get access to everything. As students.
A good fact is if you have a library card in Toronto, you have access to Lynda.com for
that's
free.
True. Yes.
So it's incredible. Yeah.
Random fact, if you're a student in Toronto under 25, you get a free year pass at the AGO, which I was at yesterday.
Was woohoo! Awesome. How was it?
Oh, really?
It was awesome.
How random.
Younger 20, under the 25, right?
We were just talking about...
Don't qualify.
Libraries and student-related information. Student and history, but then, yeah.
It was a nice little excursion in between classes, let me say that.
That's true.
And we all need that.
Yes.
Thanks for sharing that information.
That's very important.
So just go online, get your pass on your phone, and you will be fine if you're younger than 25.
Yeah.
So what did you guys
think about... If you're older than 25, if I'm not wrong, you have to pay $35.
What did you guys think about when they were talking about, like, the media side? And like how we're always talking about, like, client side versus agency side, so they would be considered a client side. So, like, Would you guys be considered, like, interested in a role on the client side / media side?
Yeah, why not?
Because they asked the class. They asked the class, and we were all like, they said, raise your hand if you're interested in the media side. I don't think anyone did, but that might just be our class.
I believe it's also the hesitation, because we are not out there yet. We don't know how
that's
things
true. Yeah, no one knows exactly what they
are. Yeah, like, you don't know until you experience it yourself.
Exactly. And she was talking a lot about programmatic buying and, you know, the critical side of the business that is more about qualitative data analysis.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, she was talking about SQL, that she had to learn SQL. So all of these are very critical learnings and critical skills. And if you're getting a job that if you know now, since you know about SQL, you can still go and look up what's SQL and maybe learn if you want to. But then unless you're in a job, why would you go and then talk about or search for SQL?
I feel like we've been learning so much on, like, the agency side in terms of jobs that it was kind of like, because interesting to learn about the media side
nice
for
change,
once.
Yeah, exactly, because this is like the generic idea of how things are and outside, but then once you're working for a specific brand or a company, then you'll get to know the nitty-gritties of
And you will feel you will feel part of that, so you will like it.
Yeah, you kind of have
and
a
then
sense
that's
of, like,
when you upgrade yourself.
But, like, from the information that I've found, like, online and stuff, like, agency side versus media side, so, like, if you want to work on the client side, media side, you kind of, like, you want, like, more of, like, a steady workload. You get, like, steady work. And then on the agency side, it's more like you work under pressure. There's multiple deadlines. There's a lot more going on.
Yeah.
But then also for the media side, it's steady pay as well. So if you're working for an agency, you can kind of if you want to work for an agency, you don't mind like starting from the bottom, but then you can really like work your way up. There's kind of like endless possibilities with an agency.
I think one of the biggest reasons for that is because agency side, you'll be working for 10 different brands, and every brand has their own set of rules and regulations, the way they want the work to be done. So you'll have different pressures and guidelines from the brand. But if you're working for the brand, you kind of know, and they kind of have set those standards for themselves for the work that they want. And you just have to follow those guidelines. That's it. So it's an easy process. And it's I can say this because I worked for, like, I mean, when I joined IE company, I had no clue about the tools they used, the process they had. But then once you're inside, that's when you get to know the specific things that they follow. And it kind of, you just have to learn. But there are certain things that you can do. But I would say if you're a hustler and you want to learn different skills, and you want to do try different things at this point, you have to work on the agency side.
Yeah,
that's true, Raman. But I feel like in terms of creativity, there's a lot of creativity for like both roles. But the main difference for the agency side is that there's just so many different projects you can work on.
There's that's true.
There's a lot more like
that's what makes the difference.
Yeah, it's just a lot of,
I believe.
Yeah.
And you're kind of put in a situation where you kind of have to adapt really hard to these different roles too on the agency side.
Right. I think since I've seen that one steady sort of a job role, keep doing the same thing again and again side of it, now I want to be into that role where I can do
expand
different things and learn, you know, like get to do different things and get to learn different skill sets. Yeah.
Should we talk about their recommendations when looking for jobs / internships?
Why not?
Yeah.
We're here for that.
Always.
Right. So what's the ones, let's start from you, Dimitri.
Okay. Yeah. One main one, I think Kristen said it, was if you go for an interview or even if you email someone, to send a follow-up email and kind of like ask like how it went, or like, I think she also said in an interview, what was it? I quoted, "Is there anything we didn't touch on? I can address it." So that's like things to say in an interview. So like if you don't want to like leave anything out and kind of reassure them that you're the perfect fit for this role, then that's a good option for you.
I remember.
Anything else, guys?
It stood out to me as well.
Yeah. I think it stood out to me too, just because that kind of really shows that you really do want to work for the company or whatever you're applying to. And I feel like a lot of employers like appreciate that effort too.
Mm-hmm.
I hope so. We got a question here. Salima asked them, like, what should the students consider a career in digital marketing? And their answer from Lucy was like, everything is becoming more digital. And even if like if it's not necessary for that kind of business, or like, you know, like there are like so many different businesses around, even if it's not necessary for that, it's really useful and helpful, because that's how things are going on right now. Everything is becoming more digital. So that's one of the things is that we should consider a career in this. And thank God, because we are almost finished.
Mm-hmm. It's reassuring to, like, you know, hear it from someone.
So everything is turning on into a screen and good place to be and explore.
Kristen actually said when she started, it was like the big transition to going into digital media, which was cool.
And with digital, the thing is, it can be so different by tomorrow. So you
constantly
always changing.
So you kind of like learn everything new, like something new every day.
But I think they all said that's why they love it so much, because they're learning something new like every week.
Yeah, completely. Yeah. And all the data, that's what they all will.
For me, I don't like the data.
Yeah, that was really helpful. And anything else, guys?
Yeah, I mean, Dimitri was talking about the interview tips that they had for us. So one of the things that I found very useful was when Lucy said that before an interview, you list down the top questions, search about the company, and list down the top interview questions in a doc that you think they can answer, and then write your answers for them.
Yeah, I'm like notorious for not doing that. I should.
Yeah. I think that helps. Trust me. Yeah. Because once she spoke about having that elevator pitch ready, and I think once you have the answers to those generic interview questions, and we do get asked those questions. It's not like this is just just once in 10 interviews that it's going to happen, because it's very common. Exactly. Yeah. So if having answers ready and preparing yourselves in advance is definitely, it puts you one step ahead.
Yeah. It builds your confidence too.
Especially if you're not one of those like confrontational people that like can speak to others like super easily, then do your research.
So preparation is the key. Do your research, list down the top questions, create a doc, have that handy, go through the questions, write your answers, and go through the answers to see if those answers are what describes you. If you feel that, you know, this is who I am, because that's what your elevator pitch is. You have to impress the other person or the interviewee in
like short sentences.
Exactly. Like, and also Jasmine mentioned talking about any extracurricular activities that you've done, and just make use of the 10 seconds you have to explain yourself basically, and how you're different from the other people who have applied for that role. Just anything that you've done,
and it doesn't necessarily have to go be. Go for a coffee and ask them questions. I feel like we get that every panel, but you know what? It must work. I haven't done it yet.
It does work. If you get the right person to speak with for the informational interview, then I'm sure it helps. No, I mean, this is information. We all need that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's very important too. Also, whenever we look at job postings, it's always asked for like a certain number of experiences and everything. So I feel like one really important tip they had for people who feel like they don't have enough experience is that...
Lie. No, I'm just kidding.
No, don't lie. But that's like touch on points that make you a strong candidate, meaning like you can say like, even though you don't have complete experience in this one aspect, like
relate
to your strong points and what makes you like obtain the skill set for the position. Like say you're a quick learner and like you already have this and this and this, but you can also have this and this and this and be ready to go when they ask you to. So I feel like that's a really big
takeaway.
To always tie back to employer and what they're looking for. So even if you don't have like X amount of experience, like you can also as students, like especially if you made a whole career switch too, but you also have different characteristics that make you who you are that they'll see potential in you.
Yeah, because a lot of people in our program never did like business in general or like let alone marketing.
I mean,
marketing.
When you start from as students, when students they get a job, they start from nothing.
Yeah,
because you have education, but you don't have a professional background, so
you don't have the backup for it.
So you do have the skills, so that's what I think they mean, that you know you have to show them you are there for it, you can work hard, you are ready to do this job.
You just need to put it in practice.
Really prove your interpersonal skills, I'd say.
I mean, you have to showcase your personality to them, and that's just impress them with that.
Anything else we want to mention here, guys?
I think we're good.
I think that was a good pod.
So that's everything for today. Thank you so much for
tuning in.
Yay! So see you again next week.
Until then,